the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's Thursday. Snuck right up on us. A lot of people had Monday off. So
yeah it's true. Like,
is it really Thursday? It is. Nice. Cloudy. Showers today. So a little bit of a cloudy, rainy day. Temperatures in the low 70s. And I just found out that this weekend is Gavin's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
right.
A couple days away. Saturday.
Which I don't think Walmart Jeff was invited to.
Still has waiting for my invite.
Are you lying? I feel like you're lying because I feel like this is really wrong that you weren't invited.
Is it though? I mean, I thought we kind of already went over this, that he's, you know, I've invited him to a lot of things to hang out with me. He always declines, so he doesn't want to come to my bachelor party. I don't think he'd really enjoy himself. I'm not sure what we're doing, but I'm excited about it.
I still haven't gotten the invite, but it's like, let me ask you a question, Gavin. And I don't really care. I don't even want to go anyways because it's probably not going to be fun. I mean, who do you see more? Do you see your friends more or do you see me more?
I see you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're like my family, but you didn't show up to my my couple shower. You didn't show up to the shower. You just didn't show up. You never want to hang out with me outside of work. You never even text me.
This is my thought. I think Gavin told them not to invite you.
I think so.
Listen,
I really do.
Maybe I would invite him.
You know what? I think it was his fiance, Katie. Probably told the guys.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. He doesn't even have any respect for our love. You just have no respect. You don't even call her by the right name.
I am 100% sure that she does not want me at the bachelor party.
Yeah, probably not. But I have a question for you because I've never experienced like being the bachelor in a bachelor party. When you're married.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your bachelor party. Like, what do I expect? Can you give me a little advice going into this weekend? Because I don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah.
See, my friends are different than your friends.
Okay.
My bachelor party, all it involved was drinking. We didn't do anything.
Did you go to the woods? I don't understand. Did you go to a bar?
It was just drinking.
Bar hopping.
And just drinking.
Well, that's not different from Gavin and his friends. They love a good craft beer.
Yeah, exactly.
My friends are a little more
hipster, doofuses.
Manlier than I am. So I think there might be some craft beering. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to be doing. But no advice?
No, none, because I have different fun than you do. I mean, your fun is like going to like a paint night and stuff like that and pottery classes.
See, this is why you're not getting invited, because you're trashing all other things he likes to do.
Just,
you can't do that if you're going to go to the party.
Okay, if you really want to come, I just need to hear like just one nice thing. One nice thing, and maybe we'll get you the invite.
I'll pick up some strippers, I'll get some cocaine, and we'll have some fun.
It's your last night out as a guy.
Be a man.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You're a nice guy, but
I hate to say it, but Gavin invited me.
Yesterday,
he's like, listen, I talked with the guys. We actually want you to come to the bachelor party.
Courtney is the coolest girl I know, okay? And I want her there. If she can make it, that'd
be
awesome.
I'm not going to go just because I feel like, it's not right for me to be there. Do I want to go? Yes, Gavin. Would I go? Yes, if I thought it was right. But it's not right.
She's the best.
Have fun axe throwing, by the way.
What are you talking about?
He's going axe throwing.
How do you know that?
Walmart. Are you in communication with people?
No. But hey, have fun.
Going on. Whatever.
Maybe Courtney and I will rent a lane right next to
you
and have some fun.
You probably shouldn't get invited, so we're okay with that.
Exactly.
But the big bachelor party is this weekend, and I'm so excited. All right, on the way this morning, don't forget the match game. Speaking of bachelor parties, you could win a trip to Vegas.
Oh, how awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Play the match game and win. We play it this morning at 7:40 and 8:40. So annoyed.
Who?
Sorry, I'm annoyed.
Why?
It's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:24. We lost power. When did we lose power? Wednesday?
Tuesday
at 9 a.m.
Ooh, we're on day three.
Day three. I got to go to the ladies' room. It is so dark in there. I don't have a flashlight. I don't even know. Are my pants on? Did I put my pants back on? Am I sitting here naked? I don't know.
You know what we need to do?
Just annoyed. How would you have 3 days without power and the bathroom is so dark?
We need to invest in another fan because I'm sweating bullets over here.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
And
something's going on with my pants. I'm just telling you, that bathroom is disgusting.
We need a Courtney and Kiss in the Morning lantern.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. We need something over here.
We need a porta potty or something.
Something.
All right. Thanks for letting me vent. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So you're all familiar with Lil Nas X's hit song, Old Town Road, right?
Yes. They are teaming up with Levi's, and now they came out with
Wrangler,
a whole like line of Wrangler jeans based around it.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar, here's the song.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
So police in New Hampshire, in Marlboro, New Hampshire,
yes,
are telling people to stop taking their horses to Old Town Road because it's causing a huge disturbance in the neighborhood.
Is it a busy road or is it an old dirt road?
It's an old dirt road. It's an old town road.
Love
and
it.
Here's the deal. A lot of like amateur rappers from Manchester, New Hampshire, because there's a slew of amateur rappers in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
really?
They are renting horses and bringing them to Old Town Road to film rap videos. So so the police are saying, stop taking your horses to Old Town Road.
Oh, my God. My mom and I used to take our horses right down to the, in town, there was like a Dunkin' Donuts, and we'd walk them through the drive-thru.
Really?
Yeah, me and Gail. Yeah, we used to ride together. We used to have horses and ride together all the time. Yeah.
You horse people, you guys, like, you do whatever you want on
That's
your
right.
horse.
Yeah,
like,
we do. Giddy up.
There's horses walking down the airline trail in East Hampton.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
All right, it is a 626 second date update. That's when you go on a first date, but you don't get called for a second date. You call us, and what do? We call your date and find out why. That is coming up this morning at 7:15.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Ariana Grande. I have got the real reason she canceled shows this week. Yes, I do. It's coming up in your Hollywood Report right now on Kiss 95.7. Let's just jump in first with Ashton Kutcher's connection to a serial killer, because this is just freaking me out. Ashton was in court yesterday testifying in the trial of a man prosecutors are calling a serial psychosexual thrill killer. The man is actually known as the Hollywood Ripper. He's accused of murdering three women, including a girl named Ashley, who was supposed to go on a date with Ashton Kutcher the night she was stabbed to death in 2001.
Oh, my goodness.
So Ashton gets up there. He tells jurors that he called her on the phone around 8:30 p.m. They had made plans to go out later that night. He called several more times, but there was no answer. He said when he got to her house at 10:30 to pick her up, I knocked on the door and there was no answer. I knocked again and I knocked again. No answer. He says at one point he looked through the window and he saw what he thought were red wine stains on the floor.
Oh, wow.
The next morning she was found dead, stabbed to death. It's just like the bizarrest thing. Like you can see Ashton Kutcher going into the courthouse and read all about that story on our blog. Katy Perry has a new song out tomorrow and I'm so excited. It's called Never Really Over. I've got a clip of our new music video. It actually starts like a movie trailer, and it's a campground or kind of like a retreat where adults go to get over broken hearts.
Oh, really?
Yes, over past relationships. This is a brilliant idea. This is a brilliant idea. Somebody needs to come up with one of these campsites for adults to get over broken hearts. You can see that trailer, kiss957.com/Courtney. And now on to the real reason Ariana Grande canceled two shows this week in Florida. She discovered she's got an allergy and had an allergic reaction. She says, I had an unfortunate allergic reaction to tomatoes and my throat closed. She went on to say there's nothing more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her 20s. Which is true, Ariana. You can check out her post right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning at 6:50. Cloudy showers today. Temps in the 70s. It's time for good news. Every weekday morning at 6:50, we bring you good news. I love the feeling of starting my day with good news. So we are bringing you good news every weekday morning at 6:50. And we want you to share it with us too. So if there's anything happening good in your world and you want to shout it from the rooftop, call us, because it's kind of like the same thing, but you don't annoy your neighbors as much. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Hey, if you're looking for the perfect bathing suit, I have it for you, ladies. Ooh. Especially a couple of my girlfriends who are addicted to ranch dressing. I love ranch dressing.
Okay, so
good.
Right? I put it on French fries. I put it on pizza. It's ranch, not just for salads.
What does ranch dressing have to do with bathing suits?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Walmart Jeff. Hidden Valley Ranch just released a collection of summer clothing and accessories, including bathing suits for men and women and kids.
Oh, nice.
Hidden Valley Ranch t-shirts, towels, water bottles. They even have a pool float that's shaped like a ranch bottle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like a Hidden Valley Ranch bottle. And actually, when I was like, you know, this is just a joke, I looked at the collection and I thought, wow, that is a really cute green one piece bathing suit that says ranch on the front. I don't know. I think it's cute. And if you'd like to check out the merch, you can check out the merch and order yourself the perfect Hidden Valley Ranch bathing suit, ladies. Kiss957.com/Courtney or the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. That's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
So, the University... I can't top that. The University of Michigan has found the top five most addicting foods in the world, And I was pretty impressed with this list. Courtney, you are raising your hand. Do you want to take a guess at what the top food is?
I would like to go with Cheez-Its because I know I can't eat just one, and that's my addiction. So I'm going to go with, is Cheez-Its on the list?
Cheez-Its, out of the top five, Cheez-Its is not on the list. Walmart Jeff, do you have a guess perhaps, maybe something that they put in front of you and you have to have it?
Pizza, number one.
Walmart Jeff, you are correct.
Yes.
Pizza is the most addicting food in the world.
What?
Rounding out the top five, chocolate chip cookies, chips, ice cream, and chocolate. Just regular chocolate.
Nice. Right.
So I mean, if you love pizza, well, there you go.
Cheez-Its in my house, but okay, there you go. Good news if you're a pizza lover. Walmart Jeff, can you bring, this is like the second day or third day. Don't tell me you don't have good news.
An 86-year-old man in New Hampshire is recovering after he was bit by a bat. He went to sit down and use his iPad in his house. He opened up his iPad.
And there was a bat in it.
And there was a bat in it.
Stop.
Flew out and bit him in the neck.
What?
You're lying.
Where's the good news in this?
I am not lying. Like Dracula style, just bit him right in the neck.
So he's recovering?
Yeah,
is that the good?
Yeah, and the old man doesn't have rabies. So that's good news. But they don't know where the bat is. It's possibly still in the house somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
That's scary.
Maybe he had work to do. Yeah. On the laptop doing his thing. Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. If it's good news to you, it's good news to us. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Juliana.
Juliana, where are you calling from this morning?
Middletown.
Well, welcome to the show, Juliana. What's your good news?
My teacher is taking my whole class to a Yardbirds game today.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
Woo-hoo!
That's cool.
Nice. What school are you with?
Stevens School in Rocky Hill.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. It's always fun to watch a Yardbirds game, and that's a really cool teacher to take you to the game today. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, you can share your good news too. 860-247-9570. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, getting ready for second date update. It's that part of the show. You go on a date, a great first date, you make a good connection, but you don't get called for a second date. Sometimes you want to know why. Sometimes it's just like, why? What happened?
A lot of questions go running around your head for sure, you know? You just want to know what happened.
Well, it's happened to Gavin. It certainly happened to me. Walmart Jeff. It doesn't happen to
no.
you. But anyway, we're going to Colchester this morning. We're going to talk to Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show, Haley. Welcome to Second Date Update.
Thank you. I definitely need your help with this one because I am just baffled. I have no idea what happened or what went wrong because it was an awesome, awesome date.
All right, so here's the deal. The producer says you went on a date with a guy named Patrick. Tell me about the date. Like, what made it so great? What did you guys do?
Well, so we had a drink before we went to see a movie, and the conversation was just amazing. Like, he's very educated on, new wave 60s French cinema. Okay?
So nice.
Okay.
Yeah, like, kind of obscure references, and I was just really intrigued by his film knowledge, and, you know, he's a very smart, educated guy, and, you know, he had me laughing, and so we were having a blast, and then we watched the movie, and, you know, like, I kind of sat close to him, and then he walked me to my car at the end of the date, and, you know, I said goodbye, and, you know, I thought I was definitely going to hear from him again, but just nothing.
All right, so, Haley, you had a lot in common. He was smart. Mm-hmm. He was funny. Mm-hmm. So he checked all of your boxes, but you have not. Did you feel like a connection?
Yeah, I did. I mean, yeah.
It sounds like a great date to me, and I don't know why he would not have called.
Sounds like a total dork to me.
What?
No. Jeff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounded like the conversation was boring if he's talking about,
well,
like,
60s. Well, you're not going on a date with him. Haley is. Okay. And you found the conversation to be stimulating and interesting. Is that correct, Haley?
Yeah, I thought he was really cool and smart.
All right. This is what we're going to do, Haley. We're going to call up Patrick. We're going to ask him about the date. I'm going to ask him just to be honest. And if you're ready to find out why he hasn't called you for a second date, then I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. She's holding. Jeff's off, strangely quiet over there, and I'm not liking it.
I don't want to get yelled at.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is Patrick there?
This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, it's Courtney,
Walmart Jeff,
and Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the air.
Okay.
welcome to the show, Patrick. Here's the deal, Patrick. We have a little feature that's called Second Date Update. Somebody goes on a great first date, but they don't get called for a second date. We try to get to the bottom of it and find out why they didn't get a second date. So you, Patrick, are on Second Date Update this morning.
Okay. I'm a little on the spot, but okay.
All right. Well, listen, here's the deal. We just want you to be honest. Think of it as a public service announcement for women. Haley called us. She told us, Patrick, she had a great date, that you took her out to a movie. You had cocktails before the date. Her words exactly. You were smart, you intrigue her, and you were funny. And she cannot figure out why you even called her for a second date. So how was the date for you?
The date was pretty good, actually. The grabbing a drink beforehand was actually the best, because it was really great to just be able to talk to her. Like, I felt there was a lot of great conversation and, like, chemistry when we were just chatting.
Okay.
And I'm super attracted to her, but I honestly didn't reach back out to her, because I kind of got the vibe that she just wasn't into me.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me you had a great time, too, and you were attracted to her, but you're not getting the vibe that she was attracted to you?
Correct, yeah. I just felt like I walked into her car after the movie, and I leaned in for a kiss because I felt like there was, like, a lot of chemistry there, but she turned and gave me the cheek, so...
Okay, wait,
let me explain. Hi,
Haley's on the line. Haley, do you want... Listen, Haley, why don't you talk directly to Patrick? If you're going to explain the turn, the cheek, tell him.
I thought that was so gentlemanly and sweet that you took me to my car, and then I just got really nervous. In the last minute, I was just like, oh, my God, what do I do? You know, and I kind of, like, turned really quick. And, it wasn't because I wasn't attracted to you at all. I just... kind of got scared,
that's,
I guess.
Totally fine. I'm glad you did this, because it makes me feel better, and
yeah,
do this again.
Okay. All right. Wait. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So here's the deal, you guys. If you want to go on a second date, I'll pick up the tab. I actually think you should go out to dinner so you can continue your conversation.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you up for that, Patrick?
Well, I would absolutely love to.
All right. Ooh, so it's a second date. We will pay the tab, and will you guys kiss on the lips?
Sure. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say no to that.
Yay!
All right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Haley, Patrick, keep us posted. And I hope you have a wonderful second date together.
Thank you.
Thank you.